Baking I did by building a big fire, raking away the ashes, and putting the dough on the hot place, covered with a kind of basin made of clay, over which I had heaped the red ashes. Thus my bread was made, though I had no tools, and no one could say that I did not earn it by the sweat of my brow. My chief wants now were jars, pots, cups, and plates, but I knew not how I could make them. At last, I went in search of clay and found a bank of it a mile from my house, but it was quite a joke to see the queer shapes and forms that I made out of it, for some of my pots and jars were too weak to bear their own weight, and they would fall out here and in there in all sorts of ways, while some, when they were put in the sun to bake, would crack with the heat of its rays. You may guess what my joy was when at last a pot was made which would stand the fire so that I could boil the meat for broth. When the rain kept me indoors, it was fun to teach my pet bird Paul to talk, but so mute were all things round me that the sound of my own voice made me start. My dog sat at meals with me, and one cat on each side of me on stools, and we had Paul to talk to us. The next thing to turn my thoughts to was the ship's boat, which lay on the high ridge of sand, where it had been thrust by the storm which had cast me on these shores. But it lay with a keel to the sky, so I had to dig the sand from it and turn it up with the help of a pole. When I had done this, I found it was all in vain, for I had not the strength to launch it. So all I could do now was to make a smaller boat out of a tree. I found one just fit for it, which grew not far from shore, but I could no more stir this than I could the ship's boat.